Welcome to A Bit of Insight with Lisa Mosby, your weekly dose of health, wealth, and everything else.
Hey, you know, have you ever thought about building a better tomorrow? What would that look like in your world? Hey, I'm Lisa Mosby. This is A Bit of Insight. Thank you so much for joining us today. You know, building better tomorrows is what my guest today is all about. It's her mindset. Janine Ayana Watkins is a financial agent with Lions Wealth, bringing wealth a wealth of experience to her role. In addition, her financial expertise, she is a published author and has a background in fitness. She also facilitates a morning meditation community 7 days a week. This is a space where all who meditate are welcome. You know, Janine says, the thing that sets me apart from others is my determination, positive attitude, and my high standard for care of my clients. And the company when accomplishing any tasks puts their clients first. She's a hardworking, motivated, not afraid to ask questions, detail-oriented, prepared person who always gets the job done enthusiastically and efficiently. So, hey everybody, welcome Janine Ayana Watkins to the show today.
Salutations, everyone. Thank you so much, Lisa. Honestly, I love not only the idea of what it means to build with people, but then having other people speak it into existence. So I am so honored to be on A Bit of Insight today with everyone.
Yeah, the title is called Building Better Tomorrows, but it's really about financial empowerment and all the little pieces that contribute to financial empowerment. Sometimes we think it's just money or how we invest our money or stocks or real estate. We have all these other very tangible things, but your experience comes from a whole different place. You're working with people's cells, your ministry of dance, your meditation, your fitness, all of those things empower the passion that you have for helping people to find that financial independence. Tell us about your journey into financial services. What did that look like for you?
Well, and it's so good you asked that, Lisa, because I feel like it's the same with everyone. It's this idea that when you get into something that everyone is telling you is going to be a measurement of success, you're wondering, how am I going to do it right? You're comparing to other people. And so I feel like my journey is very similar to other people. I feel like it kind of came in wanting to understand it all at once and then almost being nervous that I didn't have it all figured out. But the best way to do anything is to dive into it. And so my journey really happened in 2020 when I already had most of my stuff set. I had just jumped out of the civil engineering industry and I was now watching people who I had left behind lose a lot. And so it wasn't in that moment. It was actually a year later after being told I wasn't essential and where I was now wanting to lead, that I wanted to figure out a way, well, what is it that is essential and that anyone who was able to dive into a deeper relationship with themselves would be able to understand? And I feel like the biggest industry that every industry covers is our sense of value. Like, where is it that you're truly putting in energy that whether you see it today or you see it a year from now, do you actually look back and realize that it actually made a difference? And I chose to step into the world of finances because, similar as engineering, instead of projecting out projects, now I project out people. And so my journey was very similar. First timid, and then becoming courageous, and then being so bold to say, if I can do it, I know they can do it. And then actually finding those who saw that same service and level of wanting to be excellent and not only having other people move past that area of fear to actually become fierce in understanding financial education.
Financial literacy is so important, and it's a huge part of your business. I've attended some of your webinars with other folks, and I've met with many people from your company talking about financial literacy. And I know you're an author, and your book is called Sonder Lives. I want to know, how does writing and being an author influence, like, why you started with Lions Wealth versus another company? Because of that financial, I know it's partly because of the financial literacy, the education that they offer. Was it an important piece of the financial world for you? But I'd love for you to tie that, your authorship, to financial literacy. And, you know, maybe is there a financial component to the book you wrote or the next one that you're writing?
Thank you so much, Lisa. Well, even taking a couple steps back, my book is based on a science fiction experience of what it looks like for me to have gone through divorce with my family. And so, yes, I feel like a lot of the foundation really comes from that moment that people sometimes feel like their whole life has just crumbled. And entrepreneurs talk about this all the time. Like, if you're able to make it and then lose it all, you'll make it back and even more. And so, when I think about my journey, even through my book of Sonder Lives or Sonder Lives, depending on which part you're actually in, I love that it comes back to how the character is experiencing putting first together what felt familiar and then truly driving to find that family. Because finance is just one component of where I really am in a faith, family, business run opportunity with Alliance Wealth Builders. And if it wasn't for my sister Megan, I would have never found them. And again, her background actually was with banking. She was actually with a very known branch, and she actually opened up some fine establishments for them in San Marcos, although around the same time in 2016 when she first stepped into it. And she had always given me all the information. When she started giving me the information, she didn't even know she didn't know. It blew my mind. And again, within even my experience of it, I wanted to see, like, where is it that this space of feeling unfamiliar with an area that people tell you you're supposed to know about. I mean, granted, there are areas people say you're not supposed to talk out loud with. And one of them for me growing up, even though my dad was very successful as a plastic surgeon, was money. And so it was so beautiful because one, my sister was considered kind of like the black sheep in the family when she went into the banking world. Although when she stepped in and became someone who wanted to teach people about financial education in the entrepreneur world, like, she just always had this light that even in maybe more darker conversations that people really didn't want to discuss, that she had such a tenacity. And that drove me. And so even when I think about taking some of the bits that my sister is playing into the book that I wrote that had me kind of discover for myself, like, where is it that sometimes your darkness is truly trying to lead you back to your true light? I feel like that's one of the biggest things that had me find the Lions Wealth Builders because and I'm so grateful. God is good. Like, if it wasn't for my founder's wife, Sam Genovese, for praying over different buildings out in California, she wouldn't have found my sister. And if my sister wasn't such a beautiful soul when it comes to like raising my niece London and just being so protective of like where is it that my family can actually grow to see this opportunity and then to be so brave to want to share. Like, she had stepped away from the banking world. It didn't necessarily go very well with that branch. And it was something that my sister had such high integrity. She didn't want to be tied to anything that could possibly have her doing wrong by anyone. And so when she stepped away and then boldly stepped forward because she wanted to teach people education, not just have them take out loans, she wanted to teach them how to not only bring the information to their family, but truly make sure no families were ever left behind. And that started with our family. And again, I was in this new movement of like, I had just moved from California. All my dreams were about to be fulfilled. I'd moved to New York City. And she was telling me I had a trajectory that wasn't actually going to be fulfilled. And so I'm so grateful that Megan took the time and she educated me enough to know I wanted to share it with other people, but I wasn't ready yet, Lisa. I wasn't ready to step in. And again, it wasn't until 2020 when I was then told I wasn't essential, that I really wanted to find where is the foundation that other people who might be told their sense of value is not needed, that then you can really realize, like most entrepreneurs, because I can't guarantee it, but I promise everyone has a burning sensation in their heart that has them wanting to go from just living into someone else's dream to truly step out and make their own. And so when I think about that happening in 2020, I'm so grateful that door was shut. And also that idea had started closing most people to think, well, there's no value I can add. I might as well take some type of stimuli from something else. And I'm really grateful that my sister had planted a beautiful seed 4 years earlier that I was finally getting water. And like, it's not just a movement. I want to be part of the motion to have people actually see that they do have an entrepreneur spirit. And if you just watered a little bit in the education, you feel like you don't know yet, by having each one teach one, not only will every family be helped, but you'll also realize that you are the one who was sent to save them.
In there, each one teach one. You want to be part of the not just the movement, but the motion of the movement, having things brought forth. And then The other one is the darkness. Our darkness helps us to turn towards the light. Our darkness helps us discover the brightness of our light. And you were always there. That light was always there for you to share and pour into other people. You just may not have been in the right mechanism, the right field to be able to do that. And I think many of us that have walked through all of those different avenues that you shared, because it's part of the entrepreneur's journey. It's also part of
Right.
the human condition. We don't know what we don't know. We experience teaches us along the way. One of the other things that I know is close to your heart is fitness and meditation and ministry of dance. And I know those are, to me, those are kind of tied together. They're faith. My five pillars are really faith, fitness, family, finances, and fun. And that's the order of importance to me. Faith first, fitness second. Because if I'm not healthy and if I don't have my belief system strong, doesn't matter if I have all the money in the world. And then those relationships pour into money. Relationships keep us going, they sustain us. So how does connecting your experience with fitness, meditation, and the ministry of dance promote financial well-being, in your opinion?
Oh, Lisa. So I love this question because, again, when I think about what I'm being taught, and again, it's all based on a system. Like, there's so many conversations I have with individuals where I'm like, you are going to be in business for yourself and you will never be by yourself. And so, again, when I think about the foundation that I am with faith, family, business, they all fit in business because I realize, like, when you're really going to build a strong pillar that you're going to stand on, you are going to find experts in whatever industry. And it is so marvelous just to see how many different types of industries there are. There are fitness, there are caretaking, there is education. I mean, most of the people I'm starting to step into real conversations with is like just the idea of servitude for those who do need services, like unhoused young adults or people who truly want to start understanding what does it mean to work and live off the land. And so when I'm thinking about all of the different areas that I dive into, and yes, thank you, because I do realize even the newest one of mine of ministry and dance, it all combines into what type of business are you going to do in this world that after you are long and gone, that those are going to be the giants who are now standing in such a tall heart posture that then there's other giants standing on top of them. And so where I think most of my business really comes into, Lisa, is me tapping into the gifts that I was ordained and given, not by choice, but by where I'm being pressed to see how often sometimes, and I do think about some of my greatest mentors who remind me, like, it's the lenses we see, Lisa. And so when I think about where business is, I'm so grateful for your business, your opportunity that you allow people to be in these voices. I mean, if I had never stepped out to want to figure out what my areas of brightness was that I could bring to people who are in business of education and within ministry and also within financial literacy, I would have never found anyone like you. And I feel like it's that boldness to want to find out where is it that my fruit, and I think about this all the time, when they talk about a fruit tree gives fruit, not for itself, but by those who are passing by. I'm so grateful I am in an abundant orchard right now with individuals who have business that's not just in where they're connecting, but where they truly want to see if they were pressed, that they would do something audaciously different than anyone before them. Not because it makes them better, but because it has them be more bold for those who are looking for that brightness you were talking about. And so, yeah, I feel like the combination that I've been given is special because it has me also recognize that there's so many others who are around me gifted in other areas. And I'm really grateful that one of my foundational pillars is to have people figure out where first they want to trust in something bigger than themselves, faith, where they want at the end of their life, outside of all the money and out of all the abundance that we're going to create, you want around your table, that's family, to then figure out what is it I'm willing to work on every day, regardless if I get paid or not, that I know it's going to be a priceless match of the seeds that are being sown, business for those who are bold enough to step around me. And so, yeah, that's where I think I take most of it.
Amazing. And I love that you've thought through this. I meet so many entrepreneurs who I want to be self-employed because I want time freedom. I want to make my own money. I want to pick when I get my days off. And there's nothing wrong with all of those things. But when we take our business to a depth, a heart-centered, soul-centered depth of it being a part of every cell in our body, I see those entrepreneurs that have that ability that have spent that time and energy focusing on that, they soar because, as you said, they turn their message into a movement and then they create motion. They actually implement it. They create motion. And when things are a movement, when your mission is a movement, people want to join. You know, a mission is something that we see the vision of, but people want to join. They want to get behind you. They want to be part of
Amen.
movements. Simon Sinek talks about this. It's kind of a bell curve how we get people to join. The first 10% of anybody who follows you, those are friends, family, people that know you. And then there's this gap of going from 10 to, I think, 16%, maybe 14%, somewhere in there. And he says, that's the critical mass. If you can get people to cross that bridge, that's when your business really takes off. That's where you have to do all your work. And I think that we see many businesses fail after 5 years because they do the friends and family piece, but they never build the bridge to get into momentum. And momentum comes with from that place where you're willing to not quit. Momentum comes from having that mission in every cell of your body, that you see it done in your mind's eye, that you pray for it, you believe in it, you meditate on it, you visualize it. And that's what helps to build the bridge to bring people in. And we're talking about financial empowerment strategy. So
Circle it
let's get
back.
that. Yeah, we're going mindset first, and then we're going to actually talk about tips. Do you have some tips for individuals seeking to improve their financial health with all of these other things that we talked about in mind?
Oh, I do. And it's beautiful too, because even with everything you were sharing too, it's like I think about again my journey after 2020 of trying to figure out how I was essential. Like I was like, what are you passionate about? What would you do that if no one paid you, you would do it? And if it really got you to a part where you, and I think about all the bodies, I think about the mental, the emotional, the spiritual, and the physical body. I was like, I am so gung-ho about fitness. But it's interesting you say that, because Lisa is similar. I think about when I went, just like I'm going to be an author and I failed. I want to just be a fitness instructor and I failed. I wanted to go all in, did the 5 years of like being in business for being an engineer and I failed. Not because I wasn't good at any of them. I was great at them. It's exactly what you say. Like it's at the end of the day, if I wasn't getting paid for those, I stopped doing them. And if it's realizing again, like I don't know who will hear this. And I know if you hear this, it's exactly for you. You have to find a mission over commission. If the only reason you're doing it is for man-made things, it will not bear fruit that will go into a legacy. And so when I really think about the financial tips I really want to give someone is find someone that when you look at them, not just on paper, not just in what they post, but you sit down with them, you love the way they talk to their family. You love the way they talk to the people around them, and you love the way they talk to themselves. Because when I really think about what my industry is having people really get focused on, because we always say it like we are in the business for everybody, but we're not for everybody. And they have to say if you can't change people. And the first person outside of trying to tell someone else, the biggest thing you got to do is see like where is it that I want to change? Because more than just financial information, it's what's the change that's truly in your pocket? Is it for you? Is it for others? Or are you going to hold on to it? And it's just, again, I think about even the story of the talents, Lisa. Like there are some people that they'll be given five and they'll double it. They'll be getting a little bit less and they'll still double it. And then there's some people who just hold on to it. And it's just realizing that the biggest financial tip I can give anyone right now is if you've been given gifts, your biggest gift is to share it, not just presently to what you have, but truly what they will be able to do with it. And I think about even examples of ripples, because when we think about money in general, like the biggest thing that I love Andre Genovese taught me very early is money has a language. And for people who don't know Andre Genovese, he has created a legacy out of people who have come to America to live their American dream. And I'm so grateful I was born in America, because I get that some of my biggest dreams is to find those people outside of here, whether it be on mission work or whether it just be having people see what they want to actually create vision that will work for them. And so when I think about the rule of money that he taught is the language that everyone should really know about it. It says, save me today and I will save you tomorrow. And so the biggest thing is realizing that more than what it means to do things quick, what is it again that you're willing to not only have a passion for, but you'd be willing to watch it grow, even if you don't see any results right away. Like bamboo, it's not about what you're doing today that you'll get results by the end of the day. It's What did you do a year ago that then you get to see by the end of the day? And so the biggest tip is really like, where is it that you want to see change, not just for today, but for the days that you're no longer here? And as I think about money more than anything, it's also what kind of relationship do you want to have with it? Is it one that you're saying it's evil? It goes in as quick as it goes out. There's never enough of it. Because if you were to be married in that relationship and that relationship was saying that to you, maybe there are reasons that people want to get out of relationships. And so I feel like there's a lot of conversations that are always happening about what conscious currency looks like. And again, this is speaking into the spiritual body. And I feel like, again, whatever you're speaking, and I think about even Ed Milet just pouring into our agency this last weekend of talking about two different lenses, Lisa. He was talking about there's a lot of people right now that their lens is geared on the past. They can only revert to looking at the memories and where history has played. And if you speak that, congratulations, you are going to be part of that history as it's being repeated as you speak it. Although if you give life to the second lens, looking at the imagination, turning on your dream machine, you're going to start yourself not only creating, like we're talking about, these conscious ripples and these connections that are having people not just want to walk across a bridge, they're going to be so fired up to figure out what bridge do I want to design? Do I want to build? Do I want to make a vision that people are going to come and want to build with me? Because if I really do think about it, at the end of the day, the biggest tips I love giving people is where is it that at the end of the day, when you learn something, you didn't just have that knowledge die in you? You fired yourself up, took action, and put power behind it. Because I promise, wherever you're putting that action, it's creating ripples out. And I'm at a part right now where I'm recognizing not just my ripples going out, I'm realizing 3 or 4 ripples later, Lisa, like a year or two later, these ripples are starting to be excited and actually start rippling back to me. And I feel like that's the frequency that people really want to experience with the change. The change isn't what you're doing, it's the change you want to see in other people. And again, it's one of the reasons I stepped away from the fitness world. I do realize that for most individuals, they have to be dedicated to at least 6 weeks, Lisa, 6 weeks for other people to start giving them the ripples that they want. Because it's not really, like, honestly, breaking it down, it's not the ripples that people are sending out that they're looking for. It's the ripples of recognition they want back. And again, I'm so grateful. I could have been on any financial education, team development, and family. And I fell into a family that teaches us about edifying, praising, and recognizing, not for you, but for the person you're speaking to. Because again, when I think about the biggest tip, it's looking for someone who's living a life, not just on paper and not just what they post, but you can see them doing in a way that their attitude is not only towards gratitude, it's always giving thanks. Because the biggest thing anyone can do, not just in their faith, not just in their family, not just in the business, is really giving thanks to every moment, especially when adversity shows up. Because there are some days you might, whether you're an employee or an entrepreneur, feel like, man, I feel I'm indebted. And I promise you, it has already been paid. And as it's already been paid, wherever it is that you can then turn to yourself and say, what at the end of the day can I show thanks to? Be thankful for that. And if that's the first thing, then be thankful for where you might pay it forward one day, someday, some way, maybe, as long as you don't give up on the ripples of change you're putting out in the world. Because I promise, if you put the change out there of what you want to see the world to be, that golden rule will ring it back to you. And you'll not only feel freedom from your finances, your faith, your fitness, but also your family. Because again, I'm so grateful. I work with mentors and entrepreneurs that weren't born in this country. And I feel like they are the biggest fighters right now, Lisa, letting people know, regardless of how it's going right now, our biggest responsibility is where can we take accountability and the conscious currency we are rippling out, not to see what it does, but to feel where it's going to come from many days, many years, many lifetimes after them. And so, yeah, that's one of my biggest tips. Just be the change. And also be conscious of what you're currently putting out. Are you looking at a lens from the past, or are you the driver who's creating that future? Or are you the driver who's creating that future that other people are going to walk across your bridges?
The mission over commission. I've heard you use that in so many different webinars and conversations, and when we've been in networking groups, and you share that that's the motto of the company. It's the mission over the commission. You know what your priorities are: people first, and then taking action, not just having a mission statement, but making sure that that mission statement comes through by taking the action on that. And I'll let you guys in on a little secret. Janine and I were talking before the show. We were talking about ripples because I often talk about when you know my talk for International Women's Day this year was the ripple effect of an unlived purpose. What is the ripple effect? If you don't go out there and serve and do the things that you need to do, there's a ripple effect that happens. And when Janine said she brought light to this for me before we started this, so it's I'm just sitting here with it as I'm listening to her talk. The ripple effect, when we throw that pebble in and you see those ripples going out, and she just shared, it's more than just the ripples going out. It's when those ripples come back. And Janine and I, our paths have crossed multiple times over the last 2 to 3 years through a group called The Morning Rush. And I've had her on my podcast before. And she's my ripple effect is when I invite women into this space, they share this with their friends. They tell their friends about that experience. And I get to have that ripple come back every time I pour into women in my space. These women are pouring out there. They're edifying me. They're sharing me with their friends so that I get to meet more powerful and engaging, heart-centered women. So, I love that frame of reference. So, if you haven't thought about it that way, when you're pouring in, when you're throwing your pebble in the pond, are you going to like what comes back to you from that? What are the words you're speaking into your future? What is the focus that you're focusing on and that your kids are seeing? Because they're the greatest, they're the ones that are going to experience that ripple effect the greatest. And if you see the ripples coming back from your children and you don't like them, the change starts with you. So I love that. You are the change that you want to see. So, I mean, that just, okay, I got to tell people, go back and listen to the replay. I know I'm going to go back and listen to the replay on this one because this woman is wise beyond her years. And there's so many little tidbits of everything that you've just shared. Where do we go from here? What do you see as like economic trends, perspective? Kind of the currency of the future. Where are you headed with your business and heart-centered mission for you?
It's interesting because, again, I think about some of the big opportunities I've already been given. And I think about a lot of the ways that, again, I'm teaching people the same mission. And so I want to say the biggest place is having more people wanting to return to wherever it feels good for them. Because, again, I do think about how often just in corporate America right now, there are a lot of people who, when I sit down with them, like, sorry, give me a second. Okay.
It's okay. Conversation wells up emotion, especially when you talk with such passion and from the heart. That's what we get to experience is those feelings that having these conversations invoke, those feelings that start to come up and how we tap into the world.
Funny, you don't have to add this part, but I almost wish I still had the first time on the Morning Rush. Actually, I will share this part. Actually, no, this part will be off because I don't want to announce it, but it is interesting that. And it was because he had taught me how to do it on like my phone, write all the. It came for the what she means to say is anyway, so just it reminds me. That even when you're trying to say it, gonna pick you up, you'll never actually fall. You'll just continue to fly because then it goes back to them. And I love sometimes when I've shared, I've heard or what I've tried to say. Like, I don't know if you've ever been around children when they try to pray. The first time I tried to pray with my mom was actually last year, and she just laughed the whole time. But I've gotten so much better at it now, Lisa. This week, again, like I was sharing before this podcast, like people are starting to ask me to pray for them. So I get like one of the biggest gifts, like you were saying, it's not just that I don't have a fear of asking. I sometimes have a fear of not doing. And so, okay, I'll go back to where this was because this is for you, Lisa. Okay. So yeah, so when I'm sitting down with some of these individuals, I'm recognizing that. Just in these conversations, the biggest place I want to go is for more people and with people like me. Because I do realize, again, it's not an agents like me who are out in the world who are causing the same mission of having no families left behind. And it's having people actually sit down and go deeper than just what can I do for you today? It's really having people in this world is getting done. What do I do next? Like having people think like, and I love asking this question because it is pretty audacious. Say all of your money. That's where people usually find their anti-mission, Lisa. I feel like that ever going to do it for someone else. And it's having me now be in conversations that every last Monday of the month, I get to work with an incredible woman of faith. Her name is Jackie Addo Entel. And we sit down with people who identify as Black or African American living here in the United States, and we ask them about the wealth gap. And we're encouraging people to start thinking, where is it that I can build the bridge that hasn't been set for me yet? So if I set it now, my children's children will already know how to get there. And so when I think about where my vision is going, I know it's very different than my mentors. I'm so grateful that at 17 years old, he had a dream to come to the United States and become a professional skateboarder that then had him continue to follow that entrepreneur until he was told he was no longer essential in his industry. And so I get that his vision is to have everyone always figure out where is it that no matter what part of my life I add value. Because also when I think about some of the things he's mentoring me to do, to hold these big events that are worth thousands of dollars, at least in my eyes. And then when I'm watching him hold hundreds of thousand idea, $100,000 events in his eyes, and then having his mentors hold $1 million events in his eyes. And it's realizing that your vision will be stretched the further you go into the direction you're supposed to. And again, when I think about where my vision is having people go right now, it's having also individuals like myself who don't have children yet, but I already see the vision of that, starting to hold kid-friendly events. It's starting to have more in-person events. It's starting to reach out to those who are here with their American dreams, who don't necessarily identify with the way that the trends are going now, and having them realize like you don't need to know if you can feel it. And if you can truly feel it, you will dream and you will reach the right people who will be able to water those seeds for you. And so the same with things, even this conversation, I feel like the journey and the direction of my company, my Aegis, sorry, the journey of this company, the journey of my legacy, and the journey of the agencies that will be born out of my agency is going to find those who they are not only standing on the shoulders of, but for those who they want to stand on the shoulders for them. And so I honestly think the biggest way that I can express not only the gratitude for where I'm going in my conversation is also recognizing the reciprocity that I didn't take for granted. It's the ripples that are not only going out, it's also realizing asking the questions that people aren't always ready to hear if those ripples don't start. And also, I will put this out there that recognizing the conversation that Peter Swain started on the Morning Rush is the same type of conversation that I love everyone to have going forward. If what you do is going to make a difference, what is the impact of you not making that difference and just being in that presence? Because where these conversations will continue, exactly like Lisa Mosby had said, we have a conversation that happens every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 8 to 8:30 called the Morning Rush. I have conversations between 9 to usually 10 o'clock every morning, Sunday to Sunday, that usually just happen within a meditation team. And I also know there's always opportunities like the ones that my agency holds that has people wanting to pour into you to understand how you already create the foundation that you want to lay, and then holding hands to show you how to build the next level with the people you're supposed to touch. So wherever this conversation goes, I know you're about to water the seed, because if you're hearing it right now, I know it's not the first time.
Beautifully said. I was going to ask you to wrap it up, but that was kind of the wrap up. All of the spaces where people can connect with you. I'm going to say them and then you add to it. You can find Janine at the Morning Rush, and I will make sure that there's a link for that Monday, Wednesday, Friday. You can find Janine Monday through Friday during her meditation facilitation. No, that's Sunday. That's all week long, Sunday to Saturday, right? That's every single morning at 9 o'clock Eastern time. We'll have the link for that in the notes. And then where do people find you if they would like to improve their financial literacy? If they'd like to attend one of these webinars or perhaps have a one-to-one conversation and talk specifically about their financial needs, goals, and things that they know that they want to change in their world to make it better. How do they find you?
This is so beautiful because, again, I do realize that for some of you who are listening to this, you might not know me yet. And so, if you do know me, you already have my number. And so, where I would love for people who truly do trust the message that's being shared right now, I want you to know with full vulnerability, I would love for you to reach out to me. And I will give you my phone number. You can reach Janine Ayanna Watkins. And even if I do not get back to you right away, I will call you at the earliest convenience at 760-215-0214.
Many people will put out their phone number in this day and age. Again, just one more piece of proof that you lead with the heart and that you are a heart-centered person and you're all about the kindness and compassion and pouring into other people whatever it is that they need from your heart to theirs. So, extraordinarily beautiful person you are. Extraordinary, beautiful, kind, compassionate, grateful, and mission is before commission. And I can't thank you enough for being here again with me. And of course, the invitation is always open. I'd love to have you back and continue this conversation because people need it. People need to know that there are heart-centered folks in the world that really care about them deeply and want to see them succeed and will do everything in their power to help them achieve that. Final thoughts for the audience today, Janine.
Yes, as we think about what it means to actually build that financial bridge, your financial literacy that's going to give you a foundation, just always remember that the trust you give is going to have you move at the velocity that is for you. And again, whether you choose to go on the entrepreneur journey or stay within the employee experience, just know that you are always exactly where you need to be. And I believe with full faith in what I'm sharing with you, that you are going to get to exactly what has been designed. And so allow yourself to just delight in the wonder. It has you feeling not only worthwhile, but I promise it'll build the wealth that is going to have you not only know where you are supposed to be, it'll have you with the right conscious community. Thank you.
Oh, beautiful. So we're building better tomorrows. If we can help you with that, please reach out to Janine. I know you'll enjoy the conversation with her wherever it takes you. And if I can help you with your entrepreneurship journey and building your brand on social media, go over to lisamosby.com and book 30 minutes with me. I'm happy to listen to your story and learn more about your business and perhaps give you a little bit of guidance in that area. Come on back next week. Again, we're talking with someone from Lion's Wealth. China Fei will be with us next week from your office there, from your company. So, come on back, folks. We're continuing this conversation in the world of finance all month long. Thanks, everybody. Bye. Thanks for joining me on A Bit of Insight. To get more involved with our wellness community, grab a copy of my book, Live Well, Travel Far. Or to explore our travel offerings, visit the website at insightcenterforwellness.com. And if today's episode gave you something to think about, leave a review and please share it with a friend. This is Lisa Mosby reminding you to live well, travel far, and always follow your insight.